Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to another episode of The Brendan Show. Hey guys, it's Brendan, and I want to talk about how do you visualize and manifest bigger dreams for yourself. I'm wearing a shirt representing where I'm from, Montana, but I'm in my new home in Puerto Rico, living on my dream beach. And I get asked so many questions about, like, how do you do all these things, and how do you achieve a long-term dream? Not just get stuff done and be more productive on a Monday and Tuesday, but like move yourself to bigger and bigger goals and dreams in your life. And I'd love to share that with you. I got four big ideas for you. The first one is obviously you got to see yourself in scenes in your life that don't currently exist. And what I mean by that is you got to visualize specific scenes that you would love to manifest in your life in the future. Many of you guys know I'm from Montana, right? I'm from this tiny Irish mining town that was economically depressed for a century by the time I got there. And my parents, you know, raising us four kids, I literally don't know how they made it. I don't know how they supported us. And we really, really struggled. But somehow, I always could visualize things for myself. And I remember thinking one time when I got to college, I was like, you know, I would love one day to live on a beach. And I would love to, like, get up in the morning, go walk on the beach, swim a little bit in the ocean, have a nice breakfast, sit down with my journal, and then go about the day. I could see myself talking with people and new cultures and traveling. I could see myself being somebody who was a person of influence in some way or another. And I had no idea how all that was going to manifest, but I did not fear to dream. Or when the visions came in, I didn't like stop them and say, well, that's stupid because I'm just a kid from a poor town. I did not know that one day I could live on my dream beach. That was not the point. It was that I saw the scenes and I allowed to dream about them. You have a lot of visions and you have a lot of dreams that you have where you just go, well, that's stupid, or I don't like that, or what would they think, or who am I to do that? And I'm here to tell you, explore those visions. Maybe you were given those visions and those visions were a gift to you that you're supposed to manifest. And so what I'd love for you to do is think out 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, and just try to imagine scenes in your life. Because what most people do is they don't see scenes in their life. They just write down to-do lists and goals. And so every day it's about a to-do list and they're trying to just be more effective and productive each week, but they're not seeing the bigger picture. So even though they're getting their to-do list done, they got a lot of goals, they're not excited. They're not enthusiastic. They don't have that vision pulling them forward. And so see the scenes that you might have in the future with your family. You know, see the scenes that you would have in your personal lifestyle, like how do you live, what do? Where do you go? See the scenes of yourself performing or doing your work or your career. See the scenes of yourself happy and fit and healthy and explore those. And I mean, every day. Like visualization isn't something you do once in a while on a birthday or when it's New Year's. It's like every day. So you guys know I wake up every morning and I stretch for about 15 or 20 minutes if I don't do my morning workout. Then I read some motivation or inspiration for 20 minutes. Then I sit down with my high performance planner. I write down my day and then I push away from having written down that. And now I just start seeing the scenes of the day. How can I do them with joy and excellence? I start visualizing a bigger picture and seeing just what comes in about my future. I'm consistently engaged in future thinking, future envisioning. And it's not like everything has come true, but I'll show you, the scene that we're in right here, from Montana to this scene, I envisioned 20 years ago. Think about that. 20 years ago, I was like, I'm gonna live on a beach one day. When I lived in Montana in the mountains, as far away as possible, I'm telling you, more is possible than you actually know right now. The second big idea I want to share with you, in order to achieve that, after you envision it, in order to actually get there, sometimes you're going to have to prioritize skill building over stability. And what I mean by that is maybe you have this idea that you're going to have this dream career one day. Well, maybe you're going to have to be an intern first and be barely able to afford rent to build up the skills that would deserve and grow you into that career. Right? We have to think about, okay, in order to have this vision that I have, what specific skills would I need to develop this year, next year, over the next 5 years, over the next 10 years to get there? You know, I was a kid that was kind of awkward. Well, I still am awkward, but I was kind of happy-go-lucky, but I was kind of scared of people because where I grew up, there was a lot of abuse and a lot of people smacked people around where I grew up. So I had to get over that. And I thought, you know what? I'm gonna be a great communicator one day. So I started taking classes on communication, reading books on communication, you know, reading the classics like How to Win Friends and Influence People, or How to Be a Positive Thinker, or How to Be a Person of Influence and Lead Others. And I just started studying communication. when I wanted to do this work. I had no idea how to do video. I didn't know how to do podcasting. I'd never learned HTML yet. I didn't know about a blog. I didn't know how to do an event at a venue, let alone, you know, the thousands of people now that come to our events. I had to put that on my skill building sheet and say, okay, there's going to be times that I'm going to prioritize skill building over having a stable job or having, you know, a stable income or having like a stable, like I know exactly how every week is going to go, because I was going to be a collector of skills. I was going to have that vision and go like collect all the skills to get there, even if in the short term, sometimes it was hard. It makes sense? So make a list of all the skills you need to develop. And then you have to ask yourself, are you willing to compromise your lifestyle a little bit to develop those skills? Sometimes that means working for less pay. Sometimes that means going and getting a mentor and working with a company and just starting from the ground up to develop skill. But your skill set is the pathway to the greater visions of life. The third thing I think you have to do, which most people don't talk about, is you have to build your network. You got to build your network. Like, I'm here because I've told a bajillion people, like, one day I'd love to live on a beach. And I tell people in my network, and, you know, maybe they had a job that was related or not related. Maybe they knew people who lived on a beach, maybe they didn't. But everybody around me always knew the things I wanted to achieve. I want to write a book. I want to be a speaker. I want to do podcasting. I want to shoot on YouTube. I want to, you know, be a person who gets to share about life transforming ideas and tools that inspired me. That's what I want to do with my life. I want to help people achieve their dreams faster and improve their lives. And I would tell everybody that, even though I started talking about that when I was broke, I was struggling. I was trying to get my morning routines and my habits together and my health together. I was trying to get my mind together. It wasn't like I had everything figured out, but I let people know along the journey what I wanted. And I thought about the people, who would I have to be friends with? What type of people would I have to know in my industry in order to help me achieve the abundance to make my dreams come true? So what are the exact types of people you need to know? And I mean, what I want you to think is like, who would you love to have on speed dial on your phone? Like the people of your influence, the people in your industry. Oh, you want to be a filmmaker? Great. Who are the great directors you would love to get to meet and have on speed dial on your phone, right? You want to have a job in this career or that industry? Who are the industry leaders and titans who you would love to have on speed dial? And make it like a game to get to meet those people, add value to those people, befriend those people, serve those people, or work for those people, so that now you're in that world. Because if you don't know the networks you need to achieve your dreams are really gonna be far away. So build the network you need now. Big idea that comes to me is that you must make bold moves sooner than later. I mean, here's the truth. When I was living here in Montana, I envisioned myself living in the Caribbean someday on a beautiful beach. 20 years ago, I envisioned that. If I could go back, why did I wait 20 years to move here? Because I thought all these conditions had to happen before I could have the thing. And I'm here to tell you, sometimes the real trick is to put yourself in play in the dream sooner than later, right? You wanna be a world famous tennis player? Well, don't think that you need to go do 50 things. What you need to do is get yourself on the tennis court every day. You wanna live on a beach? Move to a beach. Yeah, maybe you're living in a tent or a shack at first, but you're on the beach and you're putting yourself in the motion of the dream, right? You wanna be a filmmaker? Film every day. Right? You want to be, I mean, you think about like the greats, you think about like a, you know, like a Steven Spielberg. I mean, he was shooting every day as a kid. It wasn't like he was waiting one day to have a producer come along and say, let's make a movie, kid. He just started. And that's what you have to do. Whatever your dream is, please don't be like me and wait 20 years to access it. What I should have done is just moved earlier. But I thought, well, no, this condition, and then I'll make this, and then I'll build that, and the team will be here. And it was like, now that I'm here, I walk around and go, look at this beautiful place. Why didn't I come here earlier? So I hope that serves you. You've got more capabilities and potential in you than most people will ever tell you. And most people will tell you, oh, your dream's stupid. I'm here to tell you, visualize it. I'm here to tell you, skill up for it. Get that network and get yourself in play sooner than later because you can achieve extraordinary things. But as my wife always says, you can choose to be ordinary today or you can choose to be extraordinary. So I say, visualize, my friends, and go make it happen.
If you're ready to take your life to a whole new level, make sure you grab my book, High Performance Habits, How Extraordinary People Become That Way. It's available on Amazon right now. And when you order your copy, you're really supporting my channel and the message. And you're also getting a book that will reveal to you 20 years of my research into what is it that helps people go to a new level of success in their life. What does it really take? What habits are proven to help you reach long-term success in your career, your health, your personal life, your relationships. It's called High Performance Habits, How Extraordinary People Become That Way. It's available on Amazon right now. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course? And to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules. Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at Kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to Kajabi.com. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post. I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio. So can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.